Chapter 8, Triumph and Tragedy. Maggie had decided not to meet Philip again, but after several accidental meetings in the Red Deeps, she had been unable to resist his offer of friendship. Their meetings and conversations made her feel alive again. Philip lent her books and together they talked about literature, art and romance. They continued to meet throughout the year, and Philip fell more and more in love with Maggie. One day he could not resist declaring his feelings.
"Is it possible that you could ever love me, Maggie?"
he asked.
"I only ask for a little hope."
"I don't think I could love anyone more than I love you,"
she replied sincerely.
"We could have a wonderful life together, and I know I could make you happy."
The next day, as Maggie was leaving the house for her usual walk, she was surprised to see Tom blocking the gate.
"I'm going to go with you to the Red Deeps,"
he said sternly.
"But first, come inside with me and tell me exactly what has been happening."
Maggie learned that Aunt Pullet had mentioned seeing Philip Wakem several times, walking towards the Red Deeps. Tom had guessed that Maggie's frequent walks there could not be a coincidence. Maggie was shocked at her brother's anger and immediately told him the whole truth, including the fact that Philip had declared his love for her.
"And I told him that I loved him too,"
she added defiantly. Tom pretended that he was angry because of his sister's disobedience, but in fact he found her involvement with a hunchback more disgusting.
"You must swear on the Bible that you will never meet or speak to him again,"
he ordered,
"or I will tell Father everything."
Maggie felt that Tom's treatment of her was very unjust, but she respected her brother and did as he said. Tom then forced Maggie to take him to the secret meeting place, where they found Philip waiting.
"How dare you say you love my sister?"
shouted Tom furiously.
"You're not worthy of her. No beautiful girl could ever love someone like you."
"You can't understand the feelings I have for Maggie,"
cried Philip.
"They are stronger than any feelings you could ever have."
"I will take care of my sister myself,"
said Tom.
"And if you ever come near her again, I'll make you suffer. I'll tell everyone about your stupid love for Maggie. How ridiculous they'll find it. How offensive."
Tom pulled Maggie away, but when they were alone, she said,
"Just because I'm doing what you want, it doesn't mean that I agree with it,"
she said angrily.
"I will give up Philip for my father, but not for you. Perhaps I make mistakes in my life, but I make them because I have strong feelings. You have no feelings, Tom. You only care about doing what is considered right."
Over the next few weeks, Tom and Maggie spoke very little to each other. Then one day, Tom came home early with some good news. He had saved over £300 in the bank. Mr. Tulliver cried with gratitude, and the next day he and Tom went to a creditors' meeting where they repaid all the money. Now the Tulliver name was free from disgrace. Mr. Tulliver rode home in a state of great agitation, determined that the next day he would resign from his position as Wakem's manager. He was still thinking of this when he met Wakem leaving the mill on his horse. Wakem stopped to give Tulliver an order in his usual arrogant way, and the resentment of the past 4 years exploded in Tulliver. He blocked Wakem's way with his horse. Wakem's horse reared up in fear, and Wakem fell heavily to the ground. Seeing his old enemy helpless on the ground, Tulliver lost his head, and jumping from his horse, seized his whip and began to beat Wakem furiously. Maggie, who saw everything from the house, rushed outside to stop her father. Wakem freed himself from the furious Tulliver, mounted his horse, and quickly rode off, promising revenge. This final shock had been too much for Mr. Tulliver. He felt ill and exhausted. He knew that he was dying.
"This is the end, Tom,"
he told his son.
"They've beaten me. But I'm grateful to you, son, for restoring the family name."
"Is there anything that you want me to do for you, Father?"
asked Tom.
"Look after your mother and your sister,"
replied the broken man.
"And try to get the mill back."
An hour later, Tulliver was dead, and Maggie and Tom were clinging to each other in tears, reunited again in grief.